Ever tried to think your way to clarity only to feel more stuck? Or done lots of psychological tools and hacks to make your life better for them to wear off? Welcome back. In this second episode of our short mini-series, we're exploring why most mindset tools, even the ones that appear helpful, don't really get us where we want to go because they're still missing something. So most of us are taught to manage the content of our minds. Reframe that thought, regulate the emotion, replace the habit with something good. But what if the need and the urge to do all those things are just symptoms? What if the real change happens not by rearranging the furniture, but by turning the lights on? That's what quality of mind and before psychology points to. Couple of examples. I worked with a senior exec, brilliant, disciplined, self-aware. She was using lots of tools, journaling, breathing, visualizing, but anxiety would still keep coming in and sometimes couldn't sleep at night. And then, through the understanding of quality of mind, something shifted. She saw clearly that these tools are not how you directly get to the source of experience. They're working downstream, and the real leverage is upstream. And from there, the noise started to fall away, the anxiety started to decrease, and therefore so did the need for some of the tools. Another client was a driven entrepreneur, had an impressive well-being routine, meditation, cold showers, gratitude lists, digital detoxes, you name it, he tried it. It gave him moments of calm, of course, but also more to maintain and strive after. And when he didn't do it, if he missed a day or part of a day, he'd feel worse. The very tools that were meant to be helping became another source of pressure. Until again, through the realizations of quality of mind, he realized peace doesn't come from doing more. It comes from seeing differently about what we are. Once he saw the aperture shift, the striving eased, and he could simply be without all of the effort. Here's the difference. Most mindset work manages the noise. Quality of mind reveals it was never the source. So here's the question. Are you trying hard to manage your mind, or are you ready to see what sits before it? In the next episode, we'll explore what do we mean by the mind's aperture and how does it actually shape everything we feel, see, and do. Stay curious.